Good evening, gentle listeners. I'm sure you're suffering from earthquake media fatigue. God knows I am. And I'm not entirely sure whether it's a good thing that, slowly but surely, the political media complex are reverting to their old tricks. I believe the form runs something like this. Politician says something foolishly glib. Media inflates said glib statement into the harbinger of the apocalypse. Politician goes into a self-defensive crouch. The noise-to-signal ratio jacks up even further, and I have to decide whether I prefer my martini in a bucket, shaken, stirred, or in an IV bag. Now this week, I found it hard to believe Earthquake Recovery Minister Jerry Brownlee really wants to go through every old building in the Christchurch CBD like some unhinged Greek soldier at the fall of Troy. Though you could be forgiven for taking that from the frankly overwrought, and dare I say it, bored and mischievous tone of the media coverage. But Mr. Brownlee should take a very deep breath before dismissing as, quote, an academic scrap, concerns that listed buildings shouldn't be demolished without very careful consideration. I've also got a suggestion for where he should spend his next overseas holiday, Japan, with Nagasaki's Urakami Cathedral top of a must-see list. From the outside, its architectural value is frankly negligible. It's a fairly ordinary example of ecclesiastical Romanesque revival. The history is something else again. The first cathedral was less than 500 metres from the epicentre of the atomic bombing in 1945. Unlike Christchurch Cathedral, the estimates of casualties proved to not only be accurate, but considerably understated. A replacement was dedicated in 1959, but not until after a long and heated debate between Nagasaki's Catholic community and the city government, who wished to preserve the destroyed cathedral as a historical landmark and offered alternative sites for a new church. What they understood, and Mr. Brownlee doesn't quite, is that heritage is not just an affectation for pointy-headed intellectuals and middle-class tossers who need to get a life, nor is it a simple checklist of whatever intellectual fashion is pointing to at any given time. The Catholics of Nagasaki knew that their cathedral was not just bricks and mortar, but a place where a community grew over centuries and survived often savage persecution. A good Tory like Jerry should know his Winston Churchill, a man whose love of England's history was often absurd, but never insincere. When the debating chamber of the House of Commons was destroyed by bombers in one of the last great raids of the Blitz, he told the House that first we shape our buildings, and afterwards our buildings shape us. He also committed to restoring the chamber to its full glory. Jerry should at least be a little more open to the possibility of doing the same for Christchurch.